The Get Up Crew.
Only on the new Hot 96.9.
All right, so if you happen to work in Saugus, in a furniture store, on Route 1, you owe Wiggy $100.
Yeah, you owe me money. And I want my damn money.
It's the Get Up Crew. It's Hot 96.9. Go ahead. What happened?
All right, so the other night, I had an event. And I had to go get some furniture. So I run into the furniture store. And I tell the guy, say, hey, listen, give me the cheapest bedroom set you have. And I need two of them.
Oh, that's easy.
Right. Dresser, headboard, little end table, right? Yeah. Give me the cheapest thing you got. Go. I'm in a rush, so I can't be in here long. So he then proceeds to walk me around the store. And I'm like, buddy, I just need the cheapest set. So we get to the bedroom area.
Yeah.
And he's like, going through the list, he's like, okay, here's what I can do. I can do the bed plus that dresser, that's going to be, and he had these giant glasses that he kept putting on and off, on and off, on and off.
Oh, jeez.
I said, listen, so he starts telling me the price individually. I said, buddy, I need the cheapest set possible. It's for teenagers, okay? I don't need it to be luxurious. Just give me the set.
Yeah, but you know, there's some bedroom sets that have like 9 pieces,
right.
Some that only have 3.
Right.
Like,
but when I tell you
to make sure.
Right, but when I tell you the cheapest one, you should instantly take me and say, here's this set. It costs X amount of dollars.
Yeah, multiply it by 2 and here, give me a credit card and get the hell out of here.
So he takes me over there. So first thing he does, he starts, here's the bed. I can do the bed at this price. I'm like, I don't want just the bed. I want the set. He goes, no, hold on. I'll do the bed. I'll do this dresser. And I'll do this nightstand. I could get you at this price. And I said, no, I seen something online that was cheaper than that in a set. He goes, okay, hold on. How about that dresser with mirror will be a little bit cheaper?
And how much time has gone by now at this point?
So I think, you know, I'm thinking, okay, I got to be in and out in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like, okay, no problem. I can get in out 30 minutes. So he proceeds to do this a couple times. And then he's like, oh, let me show you this over there. I'm like, is it a set? Let me just show you this. So, and he's writing stuff down on his little paper because they have to fill in paper and try to figure it. Like, so he's not just giving me the set and saying, all right, this is how much it costs.
Yeah.
He's now adding up each thing individually.
Oh my God.
And not only that, he pulls out a calculator.
Oh, my God.
I'm getting frustrated for you right now.
Right? And to make it all worse, the guy's 105 years old.
Oh, God.
Even worse.
So he's
we were going there.
So he's writing stuff down, and he has, like, the Donald Sutherland old man hands. Like, his, like, knuckles are all jacked up. So the pen, literally, it looks like it weighs 700 pounds. He's shaking. He's trying. He's missing buttons on the calculator. At one point, I said to myself, I go, I'm just going to say, hey, listen, is there any chance you can get me somebody who's a little bit younger that we can do this a little bit quicker?
Yeah, I'm sure that would have went over.
Well, I mean, so
he was ahead of Pebbles. I mean, he gave him a time frame that he needed to be in and out by.
So,
well, no, I don't think you said did you tell him you had 30 minutes?
I said, listen.
No, you said I'm in a rush.
Yeah, and
a lot of times,
I said, listen, I got to be in and out of here, and I got about 30 minutes. So I let him know from jump. But he cornered me as soon as I walked in because he kind of had like the slow, he had the arch in the back, so you knew he was old, so he couldn't stand all the way up.
Oh. Yeah.
And as soon
the
as
humpback.
I. Yeah, and I'm trying to avoid it, but he got me. He was like, how can I help you? And I'm like, all right. So anyways, he's 105 years old. So I'm like, oh, God. So 30 minutes now turns into an hour and 30 minutes.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, I got to go. I'm in a rush. And he's like, all right. So finally, we get the bedroom set, okay? And he says one more thing. He goes, you want railings on that? Or you want... I said, listen, just give me the cheapest thing possible, right? So finally, he goes, okay, we got it all situated. And he goes, oh, come, Sonny, walk with me over here. I got to now put this in the computer.
Oh, my.
And at that point,
okay.
Now
I would have left at that point.
Imagine this. He's 105. He's over at the computer. Now imagine putting all the numbers in. That's going to take a long time.
Yep.
It literally took him, because I watched him, about 5 minutes just to log in.
Oh, my God.
Just to log in.
Okay. All right.
So after that, finally, I'm like, he's like, you want it delivered on this? I said, buddy, listen, here's my credit card. Just call me when it's done, and we'll set up a date later on. I got to go. So I end up having to go, finally getting to where I needed to get to. It's in, I have to go downtown. And it's the Celtics are playing, so there's traffic everywhere.
Yeah.
So I pull up to the event, and it's like in one of those spots where, you know, there's no parking. So I circle the block a couple times, and I'm like, you know what? There's a cab stand, like, out front. I said, the hell with it. I'm just going to park here. So I parked here and go in the event.
Oh,
I
God. Come out,
oh, my God.
And I got a ticket. And now, not only did I have to spend an arm and a leg for furniture that took me an hour, now on top of that, I got a ticket. So now Wait. I want my money.
Wait.
You, what
you got
money?
A ticket because you parked illegally?
No. Yeah, it was illegally.
Yeah.
But the only reason why it was illegally is because he made me late, and so there was nowhere
so
to park.
So he owes you the
he
money.
He didn't make you park there.
No, but by him taking forever,
oh,
I had now
God.
I couldn't park somewhere, and I was already late to the thing. So I just had to say, the hell with it. Let me take a chance, and I had to park in front of the place.
Gotcha.
So
okay,
so
you could have done.
It's his fault that
right.
you illegally parked
right.
because he made you
there
late.
And there should be a damn age limit. You should have to retire
oh
at 16.
My
oh, God.
What could I have done, Melissa, differently?
You could have, how about giving yourself more time in case something like
I
that
happens? I can shop for furniture in 30 minutes.
When you go in there and you say, give me the cheapest thing,
oh
the
God.
Cheapest bedroom set.
Wow.
It's that simple. Walk me over there. Hey, this is the cheapest we got. Good. Boom. Sign. I'm in and out.
Oh, my God. Remember when I said that somebody who works at a furniture store in Saugus was wiggy 100 bucks? I made that up.